What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. You can make sure you are subscribed so you never miss an episode. You can find me on Apple, Spotify. I don't know where you're listening from. Leave it in the comments. Make sure you guys are leaving a review. And then jump into my Facebook page called Listen Bitch, also where I post journal prompts Monday through Friday. And then today's Microdose Monday. So we are going to talk a little bit about microdosing because it is my new obsession. Not new obsession, but it's something that has drastically changed the way I react in life. In fact, it has made me non-reactive. I was someone who was constantly just jumping and being led by my emotions in any situation. And there's no clarity when you're reacting through your emotions. There is no reasoning, there is no anything. You are literally flying by the seat of your pants in a very unhealthy and toxic way. And that's what I was. I was very toxic, always, you know, confrontational and, you know, defensive and guarded. And now I've learned to be in a space where I can be open to whatever's coming. Good, bad, we chose this life. And that's why I have this podcast, because I want to help you just come back to the person that you knew you were meant to be, to come back to the person who chose this experience. And that means at some point when our energy was coming into a consciousness, we knew what we were coming here for. We knew that it was going to be good, bad, and ugly, and we were all about it. So I want you to really just start bringing that into your awareness that you chose this experience. So why? Ask yourself every day, why did I choose this experience? And how can I grow as a human? How can I grow in my human experience to more enjoy being human, what it is to be human? You're meant to enjoy it. And we're not meant to be happy all the time. We're meant to experience emotions that do bring pain. And we are meant to, you know, have feelings, and your feelings are very valid, whatever they are. What's really important when you are, and this is part of why I microdose, because microdosing has given me, it takes off that edge where our feelings sometimes are liars, right? Our brain gets into this groove where it wants to protect you. And so you start making the same choice over and over, and you kind of get yourself stuck in a rut because that becomes what's safe to you. So you stay in the cycle, whether it's self-destructive or not. Your brain doesn't know, right? It doesn't judge good or bad. It doesn't judge any of those things. It's just doing what you have guided it to do. And sometimes our feelings become that guide. And so that's why we're reactive. That's why, you know, we're guarded. That's why we're carrying all this toxic energy inside of our bodies, because we are not processing our experience. When I microdose, I'm not reactive. I can look at a situation and I can see all sides of it to understand. Like I don't get triggered. Like my fight or flight response, it's not there anymore. And I think so many people are walking around just stuck in this fight or flight. And that is literally taking years off of your life. Yes, we were meant to be able to survive instinctually so that, you know, fucking nature didn't kill us. We were meant to be able to protect ourselves. But bitch, dinosaurs aren't chasing you today. Right? Like you're not running from scary shit. We're not running from scary shit. You're literally keeping yourself locked in the state of fight or flight, and your nervous system is taking a beating. And then you just keep programming this experience in your mind, and this is it. You're just stuck in a pattern. Microdosing for me has taken me out of that pattern. Absolutely. I don't have the fight or flight. Unless something scary does happen. Like, you know, I had a car pull out in front of us, like almost hit us. My body did react in the fight or flight response. I felt that my system kicked in. I got really nervous. Like it happened, and situations are still going to bring that about. But bitch, I used to have this for everything. If my husband's like, babe, we need to talk, fight or flight, boom, it would hit me. You know, the kids, mom, we need to talk, fight or flight, boom, all the time. Or I'd feel very guarded around people, because you understand people are choosing their experience and they're also choosing their energetic vibration. And it doesn't always feel good. You know what I'm talking about? You go in a room and someone's energy, they're just like squirrely. And I feel like I'm married to a Gemini, and I have a Gemini in the house. My oldest daughter is also. And I'll tell you guys, if you don't know about them, they're flighty as fuck. They are two different people. That's the truth. That's probably, I told my husband the other day, that's probably why we're still married, because I don't get bored. I'm not married to one man. this dude is multiple and I never know who I'm going to get. Why? Well, I never really knew how to process that and how to deal with that. So I lived a lot of my beginning years of our marriage in a fight or flight, like eggshells with his energy, because it's not a comfort to not know who someone is. And I took that personal and I took that energy on myself, right? Until I empowered myself to step more into who I am and to understand, like, he is who he is. And I give him the space to be that person, knowing I can live with either version of who he chooses to be, right? Who is this guy going to be? And literally, when I tell you guys this man changes week to week, I am not exaggerating. It's like even midday, he brings out someone else. Like it is just his nature. I used to live in like fight or flight response, and now I just am very comfortable. I don't have that nervous energy. Not even like he's got, I think it's called AS, and I'm not going to try to pronounce it right now. It's a fucked up disease that there's no rhyme or reason, no explanation, no cure, no anything. Where like his spine starts to harden, like it seizes up, right? And it moves through different parts of his body. So the man literally lives in pain. Like I don't even know a time where he didn't wake up in the morning and, you know, not hurt. Like he is in pain and he bears the weight of that. He's not going to be taking prescription drugs. You know, he ate weed brownies for a really long time. He does the edibles and it still doesn't take the edge off. So he does have some pretty bad days. The other day was one of those. Like he woke up scary mad, and like my reaction a million times would be like fight or flight, freaking out, right? I just had to give him his space to be angry. I didn't take it personal. It wasn't about me. And how many of us are out there in a relationship and everything our spouse does, we're taking it personal. We're kind of freaking out. We're, oh my God, he hates me because he's so angry. No, he had a bad day. He didn't feel good. I gave him the space for that. And that was it. Psilocybin has changed so much of how I live in my space. I don't know that I've really talked about it a lot, but if you read my books, and you can find those at onceuponatimebitches.com, make sure you do check those out, or you can message me. I have a whole stack of books here. Maybe you know someone who needs them that I can sign and send out myself. Sign and send out. You guys sign up for email alerts at brandonlinette.com, or you can message me on Facebook and just be like, hey, bitch, I want a book, and I'll get you squared away. Anyway, I talked about how I haven't talked to family for a really long time. There's people that, you know, I just didn't have a relationship with for a really long time. And I'm the first person to tell you that it doesn't matter if people in your life are family. If the relationship is toxic, you're not obligated to stay in it, okay? And I've been able to not be emotional and reactive, and I'm actually talking to these people again. And it feels good. It feels good because I'm in my power. I know who I am, and I can set my boundaries, and I accept nothing less than what I would give to myself, right? I started working on that self-love relationship. So because of psilocybin, I'm not reactive and I can have people in my life. I'm not defensive. You guys, you understand the only people that can hurt you are the people that you're giving permission to. And people will hurt you. You just have to be able to pick and choose what your experience is going to be. And then you also choose your healing journey. You're living, you're in the arena, you're getting your ass kicked 100% of the time. That's going to be what happens, okay? No one gets out of life. And if you are sitting there just putting everything on pause until something gets better, or something works out better, or, you know, something comes along, it's like making that deal with God, right? Like, I'll be happy when there's $1 million in my bank account. I'll go to church when you give me the baby that I've been wanting for years. Whatever it is, you don't get to bargain. You really want to hack what it is to manifest and to live in your vibration and to live in your energy and have the best things. You have to feel like you have everything right now. And the hardest part of doing that is letting go of your current situation. You can't stay in that vibration that you have chosen and create a new life. You have to step outside of yourself. And I think that's what I really want to talk about today. Give you guys some activities that are going to help you clear your mind, because maybe you're not ready for the psilocybin experience. Maybe you're not, you know, it's not something you'd ever be ready for. So I don't want you to think that finding this level of peace and joy that I live at, it's possible without the psilocybin. I literally hacked into this a long time ago. Even before I started microdosing, I was already on the path of peace, on the path of like, I'm not apologetic anymore. I'm not sorry for who I am. I don't apologize to people. I don't take people's shit personally. I bartend 3 nights a week, so I'm in the service industry. And people are dicks. That's the truth. There's a lot of incredible people out there. And where I work, it's a tourist town. So, you know, my experience has been so great. It's very few and far between that I run into people that are rude. But my kids, my college girls are working with me, and it kills me because I watch them take shit personal when someone is pissed and they're treating them like shit. Okay. And mind you, these are fucking adults, you know, adults treating kids, because my kids are clearly kids, you know, they look 19 and 21. They're fucking babies. Right. And people are dicks to them and they take it personal. And I'm like, that's not your burden to bear. Imagine that person. If you're so fucking miserable that you come to a restaurant and you feel entitled that you should have everything exactly the way you want it, when you want it, life doesn't work like that. Literally. We go on waits and people have to wait their turn, and you know, mistakes happen. The kitchen fucks up, your food doesn't come out right, or you know, your server forgot to put in your drink. You lose your shit on these people, you're just really a fucked up human. Like, give people grace and patience. And I'm really blessed because a lot of people that come in are those people. But I look at my kids and I'm like, you cannot take this personal. That's who they are. That's who they are. And so it's not about they're going to snap their fingers today just because mom said, don't always apologize. My daughter's always like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I'm like, why are you apologizing? Like, stop apologizing. Literally, I'll walk by her and she'll bump my elbow and she freaks out, you know, or her table doesn't like a drink and she brings it back to me. She's like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. It's not her fault, right? But you can't just snap your fingers and feel something different. It has to be an awareness that you come into, and it's a lot of practice. This shit is just practice. But you can hack this for yourself. Absolutely. You want to clear your mind. It's you go to bed at night and you rest your body, but your brain doesn't really stop because you've got those thoughts bouncing around in your head all fucking day. And then at night you're dreaming. You want to find time in your day to give your brain rest. It does so much for your mental and physical health. And the natural state of your brain is to generate those thoughts, okay? And psilocybin is something that helps to change the pathways of those thoughts so that it takes you out of your current situation. If you're not going to do that, then you have to actively do something to make that happen, or your brain is just going to continue to make noise if you just try a passive approach, okay? One of the things, this is what really got me started and just coming into my awareness, is meditation. It cleared my mind. Meditation, it's simple, but it's deceptively challenging, okay? It challenges you, your mind, and your body, because you have to sit still for an extended period of time. That's part of the challenge. The minute you sit down to meditate, you're going to start thinking about the laundry you have to do. You're going to start thinking about, did you get that meat out of the freezer? You're going to start thinking, man, do I have to go to the bathroom? I'm kind of hungry. Did I drink my tea? Your brain is going to say, get the fuck up, bitch. We're not just going to sit here and be quiet, because that's not what it's comfortable doing. You want to clear your mind, you have to meditate. I did flirt a lot with some really deep meditations. I absolutely adore Dr. Joe Dispenza. I think he's brilliant. And he definitely was a catalyst in the changes in my life that I've made, just in my empowerment journey, in my self-love journey, in just being happy and content with where I am. And I followed a lot of his meditation. And then I went down a rabbit hole of just deeper meditation. And I really started to realize that's not what God wanted me to be doing, because you can get deep with meditation. Okay. I would get so deep that I never wanted to come back here, because I would be in that space in God's energy. I would be in that space just feeling him and being there. And there was nothing else. It was just love and peace and joy. Everything felt so good. It's a very euphoric feeling. It was hard for me to come back. And then I would start to struggle every day of like, this human experience sucks. I just want to be in that meditation space. Like, I can understand why monks go on mountains and meditate till they die, because you don't want to leave that space. And I knew, I mean, God pressed it on me just to back it off. Okay. So I'm not going to encourage you to do the crazy, crazy deep meditation because it is a hard thing to come back from. I'm already, my personality is already daydreaming 99% of the time. I live in the clouds. That's it. I live in a little bubble world of just, you know, my own shit, and I fucking love it. So sometimes it's really hard to get grounded and come back to earth and be in the human experience. That made it 100 times worse. 100 times worse. So now my meditations are pretty simple. I just focus on the breathing and I do quiet my mind where there's not a thought. I don't do a lot of the DMT breathing exercises. You guys could Google that if you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is where you like kind of hallucinate your ass off with your natural state. You can get your body to release things. And I've had crazy hallucinations in doing this myself in a deep meditation. And it's like I said, I wasn't, God's like, hey girl, no more of this. Like you're playing with the fire and this isn't the space I want you in. It's one of those things of like, you guys understand how much shit is going on around us. My husband and I were talking about this week. Everything is making sound. Everything. Like plants make sound. When you're cutting, you know, your grass is screaming and we're protected to not hear that. So all of these dimensions, there's multiple dimensions happening in and around us simultaneously. Like if we had the potential to wake up and see that, we would freak the fuck out and it would take from our human experience. I really know in my heart that God wants us to be grounded. He wants us to stay in the human experience and stop fucking with shit. That's why you don't want to call on spirits. Yes. Do I think we have guardian angels? Absolutely. Is it my business to be trying to talk to them on a personal level? No. I did that. I felt the pull. I felt excited. I'm like, I can feel you guys. Yes. Do I still feel like I can feel the army behind me? Absolutely. It's part of my empowerment of when I wake up and I take on the day and I'm like, God, you know, protect me from anything that is not bringing the greatest good, the greatest kindness, put the armor around me, let my army protect me. All of that. I know they're there, but that doesn't mean I'm trying to go work with an Akashic reading and try to get into a dimension that I have no business being in. We came here for a human experience. Okay. Who knows what happens to our energy after this? Maybe we get to go and we get to experience the different dimensions in all the things. I'll never know. I'll never know. I'll never know 100% or no, I'll never feel confident about that. I do know that we don't die. We're forever. We are forever. And for this moment, a little moment, it's a tiny blip on the map of your entire existence. We chose to be human. So do that. Stay grounded. You want to clear your mind. Just stop the thought. Meditate enough to where you are not in your thoughts and your thoughts are not you. You're separate from all the things and you just have a quiet space. Okay. Another thing that's really going to help you clear your mind, strenuous exercise. There is something about using your body that stops the chatter going on between your ears. I know for me, it's because I'm always like, fuck, I'm going to die. This fucking sucks. This hurts. I hate this, right? There's no other chatter other than, can I survive this? Casual exercise, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay. And I know maybe you're thinking, well, I work a strenuous job and, you know, you know, my husband will tell me, cause I'll be like, baby, let's start a workout routine. Right. Cause it's hard for me to get started. I need some accountability. And I feel like if we could just get on the same page at the same time, we would kill it. We just keep kind of missing the boat on where we're at in our life to be able to be on that same page. But I tell him all the time, he's like, baby, I lift heavy parts all day and I'll do squats and I'll do pushups and I'll do things. You guys, that's not enough. Exercise has to be a focus. Energetically, it's got to be your focus, not at work, but in a space where it's just purely exercise. It's the pure workout, okay? And it's got to be strenuous. You got to get your heart rate up and get crazy. You stop that thought. You give your brain a break, and this starts to clear out all the clutter, all the thoughts, okay? Going out for a walk in nature, okay? I would say go after dark or before sunrise. It's super calming. Okay. Dark because you're less visually stimulated. Okay. During the day, there's a lot of shit going on and it just gets a little crazy. But if you can get out where there's less distractions, the repetitive nature of walking in itself is an effective way to clear out cobwebs in your brain. Okay. your brain's just going to be moving your feet and maintaining your balance. Like, it's doing its job. You don't have to just overthink all these thoughts. Okay. What's not working for you is sitting on the couch in your anxiety, in your thoughts, and letting that decide that you're not going to do shit today because you've overthought everything and you're already exhausted. And fuck it, maybe I'll try again tomorrow. Okay. Do something exciting. People are attracted to sports like base jumping because of the clearing effect it has on their brain. Okay. If you leap off a skyscraper with a parachute on your back, you're not worrying about paying the water bill, right? You're not worried about what Sam said to Jesse and, you know, what your sister's cousin's daughter is going to be thinking about that. Like, you're not thinking shit. Okay. Doing anything scary or intense, this will, it accomplishes the same thing. So what would you at this point in your life consider to be an intense activity? I want you to go try it. Do something. I know when I was pregnant with the baby, I mowed the grass a lot. Like, I did a lot of shit outside, like raking the leaves, mowing the grass. Doing something monotonous is helpful. Okay. Driving in low traffic situations, take a shower, wash the dishes. Your mind partially shuts down so it can relax. Those thoughts need to take a break. Okay. Mindfulness, any activity can help to clear your mind if you're going to focus fully on it. Okay. You can experience a mind clearing effect while, you know, folding laundry, reading a book, washing your car. Focus is a way to clear and calm your mind. And this is one of those things that I tell my clients when they're in this process of overthinking and they're kind of just stuck in the cycle, is just do one thing at a time. Not every day has to be a full on 10. Okay. Move the needle. That means if you have a list of 10 things every day, if you at least do one thing every day, you're moving the needle. Find an activity and focus. If you have to set a timer, like, bitch, I'm going to write some emails today. I'm going to set a timer for 5 minutes. If it goes off and I keep writing, awesome. And if it goes off and I want to stop, that's cool too, because at least I sat down for 5 fucking minutes and did it. Okay. My therapy, 100% what has saved me is going to be my pets. 100%. They're soothing. They're enjoyable. Their energy is healing for our bodies. They were meant to save us. Like, we are not worthy of animals ever. So go sit on the deck with your dog, you know, curl up on the couch with your cat. They make few demands and they're always happy to see you. You know what I mean? I've seen that joke going around where, you know, if you lock your wife and your dog in the trunk, only one of them are going to be happy to see you when you open it. You know, it's true. There is something healing about animals. I think everybody should have them. Something that I think is really important, and it's part of my list today because my office is a shit show. I moved into my office for the next couple of weeks because I got a new Sphinx kitten, and they are super needy babies. So I'm going to keep her quarantined in here for a couple, you know, probably a month, 6 weeks or so, just like I did her older brother. It worked out perfect for us. So I'm in my office. I moved in here. I brought the cat home yesterday evening we got home. And I mean, it's just a fucking mess in here. It's a mess. So I can feel the overstimulation in my brain. I'll be decluttering the office. So cleaning your house or your workspace, it does wonder for the thoughts racing in your head. It is part of that added overstimulation, and it's fucking exhausting. It's exhausting to have a dirty house. You think you don't have time to clean. I'm saying it's exhausting for the house to be chaos. Like, I've got signs in our dining room. Literally, my daughter's walking out the door and she trips over the shit. Like, it's just, everything is a mess right now. And my brain feels that. Part of me being able to clear my mind is going to be getting those things in order. You've got a clean and tidy workspace. It creates calm. It creates serenity. If you declutter mindfully, you're going to be getting twice the benefit. Okay. I know it's easy to just get your brain working overtime, trying to think everything to make everything straight, right? So make the list. That's it. If you make a list, it's going to release a little bit of the resources being used by your brain. I want you to mindfully just try to clear your mind at least once a day, okay? Something that I think is very important too that I haven't reminded you guys of lately that is very important to me is I want you guys to just every day focus on breathing through your nose. We are not meant to be mouth breathers. Your body's not getting the oxygen that it needs, and your brain is going to stay clouded and cluttered if you do not mindfully breathe. That means intentionally taking breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, and doing that with intention, knowing that I'm breathing in love and success and joy and peace. That's what I'm breathing in, and I'm releasing everything that does not serve me. I'm releasing the stressful thoughts, the overthinking, the, you know, it's all about me mentality. So once a day, I want you to mindfully just breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. This is going to help kind of clear your thought clutter too, because the only thing you're going to be focused on is that breathing. Okay. And when I say in through your nose, I mean, I'm talking about filling your whole stomach, chest cavity with air and then blowing it out forcefully, forcefully, forcefully. Do this once a day for a few minutes every day. Maybe you'll start doing it more than once a day. And I think that's not going to hurt you. Okay. Our brains are thought producing machines. They're going to run wild if we don't try to manage it, but this has to be an active process. Many ways to accomplish it. You can experiment and discover what works for you, because not everything is going to work the same for everyone. Okay. If you are curious about microdosing, if that's something you're into, make sure you do send me a message so we can talk about that. I can help you be able to get your hands on some of that. It's deregulated in a lot of counties, and it's actually making a path to get deregulated on a federal level. It's up. It's in all the conversations. Okay. I don't think it's a big secret anymore. I see a lot of people having conversations about it, and that makes me very happy. So don't just take my word for it. Do your own research on what psilocybin can do. It is science backed and experience proven. I mean, my experience, every day I realize some new awareness that has shifted in me, and I love it. I'm like, thank God for the psilocybin. I've been deficient for most of my life, and it's what I never knew I needed. And maybe that could be the same experience for you. It is just an added moment of euphoria in my day when I microdose. And if you are going to do it, say you did get your hands on some, I have some really important specific instructions on your journey. That way you're not winging it, because no one knows what the fuck to do. Okay. So with my experience and what I've learned from the people that I have followed in their footsteps, I have techniques that I can share with you that are going to help you to just have a potentially full experience. Okay. I want you to get the best out of this. When we're kind of winging it and doing shit on our own, it isn't the same. So don't be afraid to ask for a little help and guidance. That's what I'm here for. I would love to help you on your experience. And I think that's it, bitch. Make sure you share this podcast if it helped you in any kind of way. Make sure you leave a review. And I'll see you bitches Monday. Get into my Facebook group so you can get the journal prompts and check out my emails. There are some emails coming out this week. I've made some shifts in my life, doing something a little different, losing some weight. My skin's looking amazing. And I want to kind of share that shit with you guys. I won't make this one big commercial about it, but if you are interested in real weight loss, you guys need to get a hold of me. Okay. You can text me. My phone number's on my Facebook page, I believe. You can, you know, whatever it takes, you guys reach out. In fact, what is my phone number? I'll just give it to you guys right now. No, I won't, because it's not by me and I don't know what my number is, ho. It's a business phone. I don't know the phone number. It's fine. It's fine. All right, bitches. You could just message me or whatever on any platform and I'll get to you, but I hope you have an amazing week. I am going to clean this office because it's driving me crazy, and get some other shit done today. But most of all, I'm going to be snuggling a kitten for like a lot of hours in a lot of days. Okay. I am obsessed. Highly recommend pet therapy. Love you, bitch.